Holy God, we praise thy name.
It is quite a scene on a Saturday morning in the middle of Sydney. You've got a group of Christians standing on a corner, and they've all got rosary beads in their hands, and they are singing and they're also praying and trying to convince people not to go into the abortion clinic.
Virgin most pure, star of the sea, pray for the sinner, pray for me.
So Gail, explain what Ronan is doing right now across the road.
Well, a man and his wife, presume it's his wife, came down and he kissed her goodbye and she went into the abortion mill. So Ronan is speaking to him. She wouldn't talk to anybody, but Ronan has been speaking to the father for quite some time. So I gather that the father isn't totally 100% happy with this decision. If he were, I think they usually walk away or they get angry. This man is standing to talk, so I think Ronan will be offering him all the help that's available. If he's willing to go in and ask his wife to come out to talk to us to see what we can do to help them through the pregnancy and afterwards, that's what that would be all about.
Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Sanctify my breath.
Have you managed to turn people around?
Literally hundreds. I've held babies in my arms that were destined for abortion. I've seen people in the street coincidentally down the track and they've thanked me. I've received text messages on my phone thanking me. So yeah, lots.
Bathe me in thy tide.
Just hoping to, by our prayers, change hearts and souls, convince mothers to keep their babies.
Can I ask you, where are you from? What church are you from?
I come from the monastery at Kensington. I come here every Saturday.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners
now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Is it murder?
Well, it fills the definition of murder. I don't call it that, but the killing of an innocent human being, yes, that is the fulfills the definition of murder.
Some of them do straight away fall apart. We know from post-abortion counsellors, many of them just fall apart straight away. Others, it can take years before they finally crash. So if we can get to them before that happens.
Do you ever feel like you are imposing on people when you are doing this?
No. No.
It's up to them whether they listen or not.
Yeah. We're not in their faces. We're just silently,
it's usually the other way
quietly
around, actually.
Praying.
They're usually in our faces.
Has there ever been any issues, any problems?
All the time.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Like every week, pretty much.
What happens?
Oh, we get abuse all the time. And one time a girl came and stripped and danced around. Yeah, and the police had to come. It was a little bit exciting. Yeah.
Is there ever violence?
Oh, yeah. Paul's been threatened with beeps at times.
No, we've not been involved in altercations, punch-ups or any of those sorts of things. But there's certainly a lot of violent people walking past and making a lot of threats.
Why doesn't a woman have the right to choose?
Everyone has the right to choose. What I say to people when they offer that as a defence for abortion is that in my life, I've done a lot of things where I've freely chosen to do them. But I regret those things later. I wish I hadn't have done some of the things I've done.
Virgo Maria.